This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Wednesday, August 5th. Selling pressure resumes on lean hog futures today, with all contracts sharply lower. While there are many variables influencing the futures, the release of the monthly export sales numbers have piled onto the bearish sentiment. Compared to May, total net volumes of all pork and pork products were down 8.6%. A May to June drawdown is not unusual, with the three-year average at minus 3.8% month over month, but this year that drawdown was over double. Moreover, all major U.S. export markets were down month over month, with the exception of Mexico, and four out of six top export destinations took less pork in the month of June compared to the previous year. The year-to-date total for the first half of the year is still up 3.5% compared to 2025, but the trend this month is lower than usual. This news follows ideas that a supply hole is not developing with the recent decrease in slaughter attributed to plant maintenance shutdowns. The point is, recent drops in slaughter were not due to short supplies, it was because processors weren't processing. It is true that PRRS incidents are higher this year than last year, and it is likely very challenging for the producers that actually are dealing with it. But it is not an industry-wide issue like PED in 2014 was, and U.S. producers and processors are managing around it. Furthermore, there is a consensus that record large red meat and poultry production will be realized in 2026. So with consumer sentiment low, an abundance of meat production, no supply hole on the horizon, concerns about domestic disappearance, lower monthly exports, and cash in the cutout trending lower, the futures have very little reason to see any support.